Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Who doesn't love cereal? The crunch, the sweetness, the way you can accidentally eat a whole box or sneak it as a midnight snack. Go to magicspoon.com/onion to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try the magic for yourself. And be sure to use our promo code ONION at checkout to save $5 off your order. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/onion and use the code ONION to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Harmonize with me and hold me tight all through the night. You're shining bright. I'm your oyster, baby. You're my pearl.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Denver, Colorado. Hey, Dom. If I was to say to you, where in the United States of America is Denver, Colorado? And say, for instance, I was to say that America was the shape of my hand.
Yeah, put your hand up, let's have a look.
Right, Tom.
Yeah.
Is that the right? Yeah. Florida.
Because you're getting feedback.
What
feedback.
Is that? Feedback. Is that you? Is it that one? Tom.
Yeah, go on.
Florida. Could someone switch on Dom's mic? He's very upset and very quiet. Hello, hello. Can you hear me at the back? Good. Can you hear Dom? One, two, one, two.
We'll go wireless.
All right.
Right,
you can
on.
Stick that in there if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe
point.
You don't want it in there.
No, no, no.
So as I was saying, Dom.
Yeah, go on. Try to be casual with it.
I'm out of breath from giving candies.
Yeah.
Your hand. America.
Yeah, go on.
Florida, New York.
Yeah.
California. Mm-hmm. Where is Denver, Colorado?
It's because I get a chance to point this time instead of you being far away. I'm going to say Denver's about there.
I've done it! You're getting better at this.
Yeah, yeah. I've been brushing up on my American geography.
Have you been cheating?
No, there's no cheating involved. Right. But we are going, soon we're going to Boston. Yeah?
Yeah.
Toronto? No.
No Canadians? Nope.
Going to need to brush up on those places too. Well, guys, thanks for coming. This is the third Friendship Onion podcast, and it's getting bigger and bigger each time we do it. So thank you for that. It's very sweet. You
we
guys are
love
very
you
loyal.
Guys.
Yeah, we do.
We love you all equally, except for people with the merchandise who we love a little bit more.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Nice merchandise,
yes.
People. Nice. And the VIPs who were sitting in the front row who paid extra special money into it. It's all about cash at the end of the day, isn't it, Bills?
Life is, yeah.
So we're in Denver. We're, as you guys saw, we're going to be doing a classic Denver dish. Eating at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, a staple. The Jolly Rancher, which we'll get to later.
I'll be telling you all about that.
I just found out that they do a Jolly Rancher gummy version. That's not the classic Jolly Rancher, is it? No. They've rebranded it.
Nonetheless, we'll be talking about that.
We'll be doing that too. But
when it comes to Billy and Tom, eat the world.
But before we do that, should we do a little bit of housekeeping?
Peeling the onion.
Housekeeping! Oh, my
much fun are you to keep a house so clean and true?
Where's she going?
Get back in here. Get in your position.
She's gone for a refund. You won't get your money back.
There's no refund.
Once you're in this room, you've paid. That's it.
Lock the doors.
Really, a question here.
Go on, Dom.
From Jacob S. in Aspen.
Aspen.
Colorado, very close to us.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah. That John Denver's full of
cheaters,
etc. Lovely movie. Jacob said, wondering what y'all think of Genesis. Been getting into it for a while. Their 2007 live album definitely seems on the print side of things. Now, I was confused because I thought it meant the first book of the Bible.
Ah, well.
That's and I'm a fan. Fire, brimstone. First there was nothing. And then there was light.
Right. But he's not talking about that.
He's talking about the band.
Pete somebody.
Peter Gabriel. Another Bible
Phil
reference.
Phil Collins. What do we think? What do you think about Genesis?
I'm actually not that well-versed on Genesis. I like some of Peter Gabriel's work. Sledgehammer. Do you guys know that Sledgehammer video? Revolutionary video at the time. Incredible that he was, you know, became like a roller coaster and a fruit salad. And
stop action.
Fruit salad. And Phil Collins, arguably one of the coolest bald men out there.
I love Phil Collins. And you know what I loved about Phil Collins, as well as his music, No Jacket Required? I just removed my jacket as a preamble to that album.
Mm.
And also, I really liked his acting.
Buster!
Yeah, I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah?
Anyone seen the movie Buster? If you haven't seen it, one guy has. There you go. My God, it's Phil Collins!
Hiya, Phil. About the great train robbery, wasn't it, Buster?
Yeah, it was.
Not great for one person who had his skull fractured.
Well, that's a tragic deal, Tom. Mm-hmm.
Yes, not too great. But yeah, he's good, that Phil Collins.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's a great question from Jacob S. And then there's another one here, Bill's, directly underneath.
Dylan F. from Denver, Colorado.
Mm. Don't do the hand thing, we've already done
it. We've done that. But Johnny Clues, who helps us in the podcast.
Help is a loose term there.
We're trying to get him to join us on these, but he's a very busy man and he doesn't care about us, really.
Yeah, true.
But we asked him to find some questions from Colorado and he did. He's done well there.
Yeah, he has. He's done fantastic.
Have you guys looked at the upcoming League of Legends MMORPG that is being made? And will you guys consider playing it? Well, Dom, let me just start by saying I love League of Legends.
Yeah. Is it, as a show of hands, who plays League of Legends out there? Oh, quite a few people. Now, have you guys been playing League of Legends for a while, or is this something that you were introduced to via the Friendship Onion? Yeah.
League of Legends update.
League of Legends update. Let's do one, actually, because we played two games the other day. I was Heimerdinger.
Billy's always Heimerdinger.
I love Heimerdinger.
Try to get him to play someone else, but he's so good at Heimerdinger that he just won't do it.
But I wasn't good enough that we didn't lose both games.
You got slightly beaten up by a bully Yasuo, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Who
were you playing?
I was playing...
You were Miss Fortune the second game.
I was Miss Fortune and Lux, maybe.
But we lost terribly
both games. Great individual games, but we had a terrible jungler who didn't get any dragons. And by the time we realized we had a terrible jungler, the enemy team had 4 dragons, which means we were in real trouble. And then we just couldn't get ahead, could we?
All the people in here that don't play this game have no idea what we're doing. But I quite enjoy that. I quite enjoy going quite deep.
Yeah, I like it
too. Just to see people like, what?
It's a deep dive. But I'm not sure.
But what is an MMORPG?
Well, RPG is role-playing game, but anyone out there know what an MMO is?
A massive multiplayer online
role-playing game. I thought that's what League of Legends was. What's the difference?
What is the difference? Anybody know?
Silence.
Then I would have to say to Dylan F. from Denver, Colorado. Dylan, you're not in here, are you? No. Dylan, I hate to say it, but we don't know what it is and we don't know what it... And we've never thought about playing it.
Well, why don't we end on a positive note? And say, he says, will you guys consider playing it? Why don't we say we'll consider it?
I will consider playing that.
Yeah, we'll consider playing that too.
Good.
Bill from Colorado in Denver said, I was listening to the latest podcast, had an idea about one of the allowed curses in the film. Brilliant. So bear with me, guys. Says, with a terrible cry, the Balrog fell forward and its shadow plunged down and vanished. But even as it fell, it swung its whip. And the thongs lashed and curled about the wizard's knees, dragging him to the brink. He staggered and fell, grasped faintly at the stone, and slid into the abyss. Fly, you fools, he cried. And then into the darkness.
Fuck!
Quite good, actually. Quite good.
That is quite good. For those of you that don't know, who don't listen to the podcast, this came up because Dom recognized that it was a PG-13.
Yes, sir.
Which means you're allowed one swear word. So we've been trying to put one swear word into Lord of the Rings that would be perfect. And the great thing about that one, that means the second movie would start with Gandalf still going,
Yeah. So you could maybe get a twofer because that wouldn't count. It would be from the first. I think I still like the one that still seems to be the unbeatable one for me is when Merry and Pippin are at Isengard, maybe a little inebriated on mead or cider or ale and a little bit too much pipeweed, and Gandalf the White turns up for the first time with Gimli and Legolas and Aragorn, and they all kind of say some stuff, and under Gandalf's breath in the film, he goes, hobbits. And I think it would be great if he goes, fucking hobbits. Just a little subtle thrown in there type thing. Ah, the sound that makes me smile. It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big businesses. So upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronize online and in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. Shopify believes in liberating commerce for all because entrepreneurship has the power to drive communities forward, and commerce can be a force for good. Scaling your business is a journey of endless possibilities, and I love how Shopify has the tools and resources to make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Like mine, Shopify powers millions of businesses from first sale to full scale. Reach customers online and across social networks with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and many more. Gain insights as you grow with detailed reporting of conversion rates, profit margins, and beyond. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers. Drive sales. Manage your day-to-day. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. This is possibility powered by Shopify. Go to shopify.com/onion, all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/onion right now. shopify.com/onion.
Let's listen to a voicemail. Okay. Maybe from Colorado.
Hello, this is Elizabeth De Almeida. I'm from White Plains, New York. That's about 45 minutes from Manhattan. It's about an hour by car and 45 minutes by train. But anyway, my question to you both is, what does it mean when they say principal photography? I've always wanted to know what that is. I've been listening and watching the appendices to Lord of the Rings and to The Hobbit, and that comes up a lot. Love the show so much. Hope you can answer this question. Thank you.
That's a good question.
Love you guys.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Elizabeth.
That's a good question. And I like that we got every type of travel.
Yeah. Takes this long from train. If you take a tram, another 12 minutes.
More.
Take a bike, that's an hour and five.
If you've got a jet pack,
that's 4 hours.
You're there.
But it's a great question, principal photography, because actors will talk about principal photography quite a lot as opposed to things like pickups or reshoots. So, William, what's principal photography?
Well, principal photography is the big main part of filming where in big productions like Lord of the Rings,
Name dropper.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Godfather, Jaws.
Yeah, they get it.
Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Big film.
But films, movies. Yeah. that they pretend they're going to film everything that they need, but they don't. They need pickups sometimes, or they need reshoots where they fix things, or when they put it together, they're like, oh, it'd be great if we had a close-up of someone there. But principal photography is you're coming from the 12th of January to the 14th of March for principal photography. So in the appendices, when we're talking about, oh, we shot that in principal photography, but then we did a pickup a year later, that's what we're talking about. And principal photography for Lord of the Rings was about a year and a half, which is unheard of for a movie, because it was the first time they'd done three movies basically as one film.
I know. Why are you telling me? I was there, I know. Tell us lot.
Do you know what I did there? I get lost in your eyes.
Oh, thanks.
They're quite amazing.
Thank you.
What colour are they?
Don't know. Mm. They change every morning. Just
they're like a blue, but a beautiful, like a meditative.
Don't look at them too much. Don't look at them too much. I'll continue on with what Billy said. I think the reason why we as a cast talk about principal photography so much is because most of the time on a film, you'll do principal photography and then you might do a 10, 12-day pickup shoot, which is neither here nor there. People don't tend to talk about it. When we were doing our pickup shoots, it was months, wasn't it? We would come back after principal photography the next year for months, and then for Two Towers for months, and Return of the King. So I think the cast and crew wanted to make it how clear it was that one thing was in 2000, but sometimes we'd be filming in 2002. And that's a big difference in all of our lives, you know?
Yeah. And that's why everyone in Lord of the Rings wore a wig, because they couldn't take the chance that, you know, Viggo will get a haircut or, you know, somebody get scalped or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And great wigs in Lord of the Rings as well. Do you know what I mean? They are fantastic wigs. The world's best film wig maker, Peter Owen, and his partner, Peter Cook, made these incredible wigs. I mean, you very rarely see the little piece of lace. And I think most people that talk to me just assume that that was my hair. I wish I could grow hair like that. I really did.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But so everyone wore a wig, which was incredible. You know, it's an amazing amount of work. We did have other voicemails, but it just suddenly came to me, Dom, why are we doing voicemails when there's people in the room?
What a great question.
Why don't we just take a couple of questions from people in the room?
And do we have a mic as well? Do we have a stand-up mic?
Well, you've got it now.
I'll go
because
over.
Yours broke. Okay. Do you want to go out?
I can go in. I've already been into the fray to give out Jolly Ranchers.
You could put it on that mic stand if you wanted, or you could just
I'll go
out.
Into the audience. There's a gentleman over there who put his hand up very quick. Hang on, sir. I'm on my way.
Right, on your way then.
Use the steps. Because my bloody knees.
Is that Bjorn Borg underwear you've got?
It is,
that's expensive.
Yeah. Bjorn Borg made more money from boxer shorts and... watch it. Boxer shorts and socks than he did in his entire tennis playing career.
Well, there's an incredible fact that you've learnt here on the Friendship Onion Live.
Hello, don't touch the mic, for God's sake. Hello, sir. What's your name and where'd you come from?
Cameron. We're from Denver.
You are two people? He's come with a person.
Yeah, we've done it together.
You never know nowadays. She, him, them, that, you know. Okay, Cameron, you said. What's your questions?
So I just wanted to say thank you both for being here. It's really awesome that you guys showed up. And we all love Lord of the Rings so much. So I just want to say thank you from everybody here, I'm sure. So my question is...
Thank you.
Yeah, right? What was the most unexpectedly difficult part of the filmmaking process of Lord of the Rings?
Okay. Billy, I'll... So that was Cameron?
Yeah, Cameron from Denver, Colorado, I think.
Denver, Colorado.
And he wanted to know what?
He said, what was the most difficult part of making the Lord of the Rings trilogy?
Well, for me, it was the exhaustion. It was so tiring. Like, we worked always 6 days a week, sometimes seven. And it took 3 hours to become a Hobbit every morning. So if we were filming at, you know, 8 a.m, we'd be picked up at 4:30. In the morning, before doing a full day's work, and then an hour to take off all your hair and feet. So for me, I was just really tired.
A lot of people were very tired.
You weren't.
I wasn't. And this is interesting because we all did medicals throughout Lord of the Rings, whether we had an ailment or just in general, just to make sure they were okay. And I was told at the start of filming that I did not produce a normal amount of melatonin in my body. which I believe is, I'm going to say peptide. And raise my voice when I say it, because I'm not sure if it's actually a peptide.
Then I would have to say I'm not too sure.
Could be an amino acid or a protein. Does anyone know? Hello? Peptide!
It's a peptide. Creates the peptide?
The brain. Is it the brain? Brain produces melatonin when the sun goes down and you're getting ready to sleep type vibes.
Your brain does it.
Your brain creates.
Do you know only organs create chemicals?
So not the brain then?
That's why you know an organ's an organ. There's another fact you've got here on the Friendship Onion.
I do think it's the brain. Anyway, the doctor said, not a problem. You're okay. It's not a big deal. But he did say to me at the time, do you rarely feel tired? And I said, that's true. Actually, I don't really feel tired. And you know that being my mate. I don't feel tired too often, do I?
Which is kind of annoying. Because when you feel tired, he doesn't let you sit down or anything. Well, he'll always want to do something.
I think also what Billy's getting at here is when I invite people over to my house for movie night, it is actually movie night. Like, I want people to sit and watch a movie and maybe enjoy a snack and a glass of wine. It's not come over and fall asleep on my couch night.
But
which all my friends do. And I'm like, well, I've seen this. I could be watching something else. You're just sat here asleep next to me.
So. Well, then as your guest, I would like to say it is watch the movie night, not watch me watching the movie night.
Oh, yeah. Well, good point. Well, and I don't know what the hardest thing for me was making Lord of the Rings. I had a blast. I honestly don't know. I can't think of anything.
It was actually quite easy.
It wasn't easy, but... I did not have a tough time making those films.
Mate, I suggest it was when Mary and Pippin were up.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then you couldn't hang out.
I could say that.
See that?
Yeah, because there's a great camaraderie between Billy and I, seated to my left. And when I found myself in different parts of New Zealand, it was quite sad. And it was at a time where mobile phones, or cell phones, as they say here, We're only kind of just coming in, so we were emailing each other, and that was about it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Any other questions? A very fast hand went up there.
Go on, Tom.
I'm on my way. I'll be back, Bill.
See you later. Ugh. Another flash of your Beyond Bogs there. Lovely.
Hello, my dear. Lovely cap. Oh, what's your name and where do you come from?
My name's Lorraine, and I'm here from Las Vegas, Nevada, which is, 10 hours. West of here by car, 2 hours by plane, I think, roughly.
Lovely stuff. You've been listening. Love that.
I just had a question for you. I read a wonderful article that came out in the New York Times in December about the trilogy and just what it means to women. Specifically, it's become, I think, a heartwarming film for women to watch during Christmas, especially. It's kind of like their Die Hard, if you will.
Oh.
But yeah, it was just about kind of the enduring power of the male characters of Lord of the Rings and how they make women feel safe. And I was just wondering if you guys had any thoughts about, I noticed a lot of young women especially have been getting into the trilogy, posting on TikTok about it. And I just was curious for your guys' thoughts about, what the Hobbits in particular mean to young women and the enduring appeal of male protagonists who, women feel very safe turning to. And just would love to hear your thoughts on that.
Women, let's talk women. Fantastic subject.
Very, very good, actually. Very good question, because I think, as I remember it, the studios had got it completely wrong. They were pitching the movies at 14-year-old boys. I think, Pete didn't care what the studios were saying anyway, He was making the films that he wanted to make, and we were there to support his vision of that. But I think they were surprised at the huge following that... the films got from women, middle-aged women, younger women, and... I would love to be able to talk to that, but I can't really, other than I think Tolkien spent his life creating a universe that was incredibly deep and rich and full of goodness, in many different ways. And I think the Hobbits are almost the epitome of that. They're almost the heart they're like humans, but without any cynicism, without, you know, there's not the subtext. They're there. They're friends. They tell you how they feel. And whether women want that, I don't know. I think we all want that in some way. But yeah, it's funny that you did notice that, because I noticed it when the movies come out.
Yeah, I think it's great that it appeals to everyone and that it's been coming back for different generations. It's fantastic to hear that women have a film that, for the most part, has quite a lot of male characters in it, but that they feel kind of comfortable and protected in that environment, you know? I agree with the Christmas thing. It's much easier, I think, Billy and I talk about the Christmas thing than the female thing, but that's fantastic that seems to be true. The films came out around Christmas. I think a lot of people remember going to the cinema at Christmas and then maybe around the Christmas period talking about, oh, we just went to see Fellowship and it did this and that. And then the other big Christmas party, oh, we went to see Return of the King. Oh, you saw it too. Oh, wasn't it great? Blah, blah, blah. So I think TV channels tend to do a little kind of Lord of the Rings flight. You know, it's like Fellowship Christmas Eve, Two Towers Christmas Day, and then the day after maybe Return of the King. So I know a lot of people get in touch with me throughout the Christmas period, and there seems to be a bigger kind of jump up in the interest of Lord of the Rings around the Christmas period. And then finally, Aragorn's quite sexy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Objectively sexy, you know?
Yeah.
Men and women, but you were talking about women there. There's almost a kind of, like a classic archetypal male trope within Aragorn, you know? Like, he'll protect you, he'll look after you, he'll do the right thing. He'll go above and beyond to help his friends and to do the noble thing. And maybe that carries with it some classic masculinity. And maybe with all of this weird stuff that's going on between the fights between the sexes, maybe the simplification of those characters is something that we yearn for a little bit, you know.
And then Orlando Bloom and his lovely hair. I mean, you could spend just days, couldn't you, just doing each other's hair? They're lovely.
Lovely. I've not, supposedly someone said, told me that he's been pumping himself up recently. Someone said, have you seen Orlando Bloom online? And I thought it was another one of those moments on the paddleboard with the three rudders.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't, but supposedly he's pumped himself up, Chris.
Has he?
Yeah.
Is he lifting weights?
Yeah. So maybe Billy and I are going for dinner tonight with our other Hobbity cousins, and maybe we'll pass a phone around that includes recent images of Orlando Bloom's body. Should we do one last question?
One last question, Tom.
Well, there's a lot of people.
How are you going to pick?
I'll go, which is a lot of pointing to different people. I think I'll go to the, well, the thing is, I went to the front of the room, so I'm going to go to the back.
Oh,
sorry,
you're going
everyone.
To the back.
I'm going
right.
to go to
I'll
the back.
I'll tame you, Tom. One. Two, three.
There's
four,
a Jolly Rancher there if anyone wants to. Here's a Jolly Rancher.
Six.
We're going all
seven,
the way to the back.
Eight.
We'll go to this lady
nine,
here.
That took
sorry,
9 seconds.
Sorry, my dear. Sorry,
stop.
Coming through. What's your name and where's you come from?
Hi, I'm Lizzie. I'm from
here.
From here.
Lovely.
And I am wondering when the Drive Shaft concert is starting because I'm ready to go.
Oh, you're wearing a Drive Shaft t-shirt. That's a TV show that I did, Billy, called Lost.
I remember it. And might I say, am I allowed to say?
You can say whatever you want. It depends. I don't know what it is yet.
What I did last week.
Oh, go on. Hang on. We're coming back. Thanks.
Now, some of you might remember Dominic Monaghan from a TV show called Lost. Now, there is a new TV show called Moonhaven.
Oh!
And we went to see the first episode last week. Dom didn't watch it. He left.
Yeah.
Went for a cup of tea.
True.
I sat and watched it. Ladies and gentlemen, I found your new favorite TV show.
Really loved it.
Moonhaven is brilliant, and this guy is fantastic in it. It's such an interesting character.
Thanks, William.
Cook yourself some second breakfast and enjoy the artistic musings of Mr. Dominic Monaghan on the moon.
It's on AMC+. I brought Billy as my date. It was great fun. And like Billy said, I ran off to have a cup of tea and I came back and I thought, Billy's perfect for this because you like sci-fi, don't you?
I love sci-fi, but when I'm taken out as a date, I like the person to stay with me.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I didn't like that part.
I had to do some talking about stuff. But the kind of tagline above the show says the future is better. And what I like about this show, Moonhaven, is they think about a world in which the future has improved. Humans have actually figured stuff out. And then crazy stuff happens.
So when are we going to see a drive shaft?
Well,
what did you play in that again?
I played bass guitar.
Bass guitar. So I could be the guitarist.
Like Roger Deacon from Queen. Yeah, you could. I was actually, when I was doing Lost, when Lost was a big show, I was asked by a few pretty big bands if I wanted to kind of come on and support them, you know, play a song or two. And I was like, look, that's a brilliant offer. But the song that I sang, You All Everybody, is really only a line. And there's no second verse and there's only really a chorus. So I was like, I just come on for like... And that's it. You know? And that You All Everybody. Yeah. And that came from, we didn't have the song. We were on set and there was a scene where myself and Matthew and Evie were walking through a field and I had to say to Evie's character, I'm in a band. Have you not heard of Driveshaft? And she goes, no. And Matthew's character goes, no. And I go, you all, everybody. And they both look at me like, no. And I go, oh, I'm very famous in certain circles. Now that came from, we didn't have the line on the day. We didn't have it. We didn't know what we were going to do. And I was just kind of saying, oh, maybe just hum along to something. And there's a episode of Maury Povich, who was a kind of Jerry Springer almost type guy. Not quite as shocking as Jerry Springer, but that type of guy. And JJ and Brian Burke used to love this one episode of Maury Povich where they would, you know, have someone on stage and then the audience would respond. And some lady in the audience stood up and was talking about the guy on stage. And she said to him, you all, everybody, acting like you're the stupid people wearing expensive clothes. And they just thought, what an amazing piece of gibberish that is that just makes complete non sequitur. And they were like, sing that. So when I sang it in the show, in that scene, I kind of sang it falsetto as the harmony. And then they wrote the song backwards from that. So there you go. Amazing.
Now that is good info. And info that I never had.
Yeah. No.
So thank you for that.
There's a lot of stuff up here, Bills. I just keep in my brain. Have we got time? Well, we've only got 20 minutes left. Right, we have time for a riddle. We've got to eat the world as well.
We can't do a riddle because we don't have the answers.
Oh, Johnny Clues never twister. Gives.
Hold on till I tell you this, Dom.
Well, go on.
Sean and Elijah are organising dinner for us later, you know.
We're meeting them late for dinner.
So Sean Aston has said, I'm in the lobby to, you know, Elijah. And said, is that where we're meeting? And Elijah's like, yeah, well, I'll come down and then we'll just walk to the restaurant. And Sean Aston says, we have some experience in walking. And then he did a little volcano emoji.
Ah. Sweet. The mythology continues.
Quite funny there, Sean. Hey, Dom.
Let's do a riddle.
Let's do
a tongue twister. Sorry, it's confusing life. It's very confusing.
This was a tongue twister that was sent to us. Actually, I didn't write this down.
It's in your phone.
This is a good tongue twister. Can we bring it up on screen, please?
Do we have it?
We've got it. Don't worry about that.
Now, it's a long one, guys, so we're only going to do it once.
Who's good at tongue twisters in here? Because we need somebody to be a judge.
I know! Oz from the audience.
Who's good?
This lady's being aggressively pointed at.
Aggressively pointed at. So you are the judge, okay?
We'll
see if that's true by the end of this. So me and Dom will try it first. You tell us if we do it correctly. You're the judge. We're only going to go through it once. You get three times to get it right. And then you've got to try and beat the best score. What was your name? And where'd you come from? Janet?
Jan,
J-A-N. From Colorado Springs, Springs.
Brilliant.
Who's going first?
Who's on first?
You.
We could do that.
We could go on.
Who? Should we try that now?
No, we shouldn't.
Who's the baseball player on first base?
Well, it's Brian Jones.
See? It's not even funny.
You go first, Dom.
Really? Ready,
I'll give you a 3, 2, 1, and then the timer will begin.
Hang on.
All right. 3. Mm.
Okay, hammer time.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. But if I put my batter, it will...
Taters.
Taters?
Sorry. John will have some work to do there. It made me sweat, that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, and again.
Restart. 3, 2, 1, go.
Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. If I put it in my butter...
It's not an easy one.
I can do it. Thank you. Thank you, audience. It's very
take a breath, Dom.
Support.
Take a breath.
A little bit of water. Here we go.
Right. 3, 2, oh.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said, this butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make my batter better. Then she bought a bit of butter better than the bitter butter. Made her bitter batter better. So 'twas better. Betty Botter bought a bit of better butter. 19 seconds!
Dom,
you will never win!
We don't even need to check that. That was perfect.
Jen,
that was
that
wonderful.
That last one? Okay. We're getting a thumbs up from Jen.
Right, good.
Okay, Jen.
I shall do it thusly.
Keep your ears peeled. You want a 3, 2, 1, Bills?
Yes, please.
Are you going on go or are you going on one?
See, when you go one, what? I'll go on the zero after the one. 3, 2, 1, and then I'll go there.
Oh,
not on the one.
Oh, that means you're going on the zero then.
Right. What?
Shall I say 3, 2, 1, 0?
No, don't do the zero because I'll be saying Betty when you say zero.
Okay. Jan, are you ready? Here we go.
Bills? Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. If I were to put it in the butter, it would make
you said were. Sorry, we have to be very strict, guys.
Tom.
You said were.
I'm actually stretching my thigh just now.
It looks very good for your back.
Tom,
yeah.
You don't get to say.
Sorry, but Jan, he did say were, didn't he?
But Dom's not allowed to say, right, Jan?
Oh, Jan. Don't let me down, Jan.
Don't let me down. Jan, Dom's not allowed to say, right? He can't stop it. Only Jan can stop it.
All right, Jan, if he messes up, loud shout. I'll keep quiet.
Just you shout something, Jan. Just you shout.
Shout butter!
Butter! Right?
There we go. I'll give
I've
you
got to bring my leg down.
Ready? Something's fell out of your pocket there.
Oh!
You can tell he used to be in a band.
Go.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said... No, oh, said she.
Last go, no pressure, Boyd. You should be good at this because you're Billy Boyd. That's bees. That's alliteration. Billy Boyd.
This is a really hard one.
It makes you sweat, doesn't it? I've been sweating.
I'm not going to go for speed. I'm going to go for accuracy.
Yeah. Go for clarity. You ready?
Hold on.
Everything out of his pockets. Cash. Ready?
Go, Dom.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Betty Botter bought some butter, but, said she, this butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make my batter better. Then she bought a bit of butter better than the bitter butter, made her bitter batter better. So it was better Betty Botter bought a bit of better butter.
22 seconds! Still a champion. Still the champion.
I want to break free.
I think we should hear from Jan. If Jan's saying...
Jan.
Can we get zeros on the clock, team, back there?
Zeros
fantastic
on the clock. Jan.
Jan.
Do you like to do your tongue twisters with one leg upon a chair?
Is that okay? Can I squeeze
you
by?
You do it any way you want, Jan.
I'm just doing the Tyler Durden thing. I'm trying to work out if I give you my...
Watch out.
Posterior or my crutch. Are you ready, Jen?
Okay, but I'm going to say it the way I learned it. Which
okay, yeah, it doesn't matter.
She's going to...
she's slightly cheating.
I'll say it fast.
Okay, you ready? But wait for the zero after the one.
You're doing the 3, 2, 1.
Right, here we go, Jan. No pressure. You get 3 chances. 3.
Whoa.
Jan, you've got to wait for the 3, 2, 1, and then it's there won't be a go.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. Especially to you, sir.
Yeah.
That's quite nice.
It's lovely, right. That.
I actually slapped his hands there.
Yeah, it's quite comfy.
Sorry. Ready, Jen?
Sure.
3, 2, 1.
Betty butter butter, the butter was bitter. Betty butter better butter to make the bitter better taste better.
I mean, it's good, but it's not that.
I mean, try that, Jen. Come on, try that. Okay. Sorry, can we get a zero
was,
on the clock again?
That was
again,
5 seconds.
That was incredible. All right, Jen. Give us a 3, 2, 1, Bill.
Jen, here it comes. Are you ready? When I get to, after one, there won't be anything, and then you see Betty.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Betty bought some butter, but she...
We're going to go again.
No, we'll have to go again, Jan.
So there's rules, that? Jan. It's not anarchy. That's
see, the old one's ingrained in your brain, you see. Yeah.
Here we
three,
go.
2, 1.
Betty bought better... Betty...
No,
absolutely,
no.
It's impossible.
Last go, Jan. No pressure. Yeah. No, wait for
right,
the 3, 2, 1.
Ready. 3, 2, 1.
Betty bought some butter, but said she, this butter's bitter. If I put in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make my batter better. Then she bought a bit of butter better than the bitter butter, made her bitter batter better. So 'twas better Betty bought a bit of better butter.
I'm giving it, Tom!
Thank you, sir.
17
Sorry,
seconds.
17 seconds.
What do you think of that?
Well... Can I be nitpicky?
No.
Okay. In that case, perfect.
If you think that Jan learned that when she was 4 years old and she learned it a different way, I mean, that's difficult to change it in your brain.
Yeah, it's very hard. Hey, Bills.
What?
Should we eat the world?
Let's eat the world.
Come on.
Billy and Dom eat the world.
Now, is there anyone out there that wants to have a Jolly Rancher and doesn't have one? Or does everyone seem to have a Jolly Rancher?
You don't have one?
Someone in the back there? Can someone pass a Jolly Rancher to that lovely capped gentleman in the back there? Could we get those gummy ones? We have gummy Jolly Rancher. Thank you, my dear. Oh, is there gummy ones? Can we get them? They're coming in.
Guys, gummies. I'm just going to start by saying Jolly Ranchers first appeared in 1949. When Bill and Dorothy Harmsen founded the Jolly Rancher Company, they originally only sold products to give the kids living in the area around Denver, Colorado.
Mm.
Harmsen purposely gave his company the friendliest name imaginable. We'll talk about that because, is it? I don't know. The friendliest name imaginable, so it was appealing as possible to consumers. At the time, the Jolly Rancher Company sold chocolates and ice cream in addition to the hard candies. But clearly, one was more popular than the others. Ice cream wasn't very popular in Colorado because it's freezing. So Harmsen decided to focus on hard candies because they were so popular their year round. So let's everybody suck on a Jolly Rancher.
Everyone enjoy a Jolly Rancher. Now, I didn't realize that these were a Denver, Colorado staple. But
well,
they come
a lot of people didn't know.
They come in classic flavors, blue raspberry, green apple, cherry, grape, and watermelon. Is there an overwhelmingly kind of popular flavor out there? Anarchy in the audience there.
Dom,
what is the main
flavors?
Well, there's blue raspberry, green apple, which I heard is universally disliked. No, says some of the audience.
When Dom says a flavor, we want to hear a yes.
Well, okay.
Okay.
So we'll start with this. Blue raspberry. It's a big one. It's a good start, Bills. Green apple. That was bigger. Cherry.
Yeah!
Slightly lower thought. Grape. Disliked.
Actually got a boo. It got a boo.
And finally, watermelon. Oh my goodness.
Don't find me a watermelon immediately. I've got a blue raspberry. I'm sucking on a cherry as we speak.
A watermelon, you say? Lots of cherries.
The cherry is very good.
Right, hold on.
Here, I'll keep going. You get into that. The Hershey Company expanded the range of Jolly Ranchers to include the same delicious flavors in lollipops, drinks, jelly beans, cherry candy, sour candy, gummy candy, candy canes. You can even find Jolly Rancher pillows, shirts, and lip glosses. I love lip gloss. No, I do, genuinely. And in fact, one of my number one hangover cures, if I happen to have had one or two glasses of wine too many, is lip balm. I won't try and be away. Well, I mean, kind of, because I put it all over my lips. I get very chapped lips when I'm hungover. It's true. Topped it for you.
Watermelon is very, very good.
What are you sucking on?
Well, that was a cherry one, but I like gummies. You know me, I like gummies. I'm going to try a gummy watermelon. As
we hear this story, Dom.
Go on.
In New York, one time, the cops arrested a couple of guys for carrying what the cops thought was crystal meth. After testing it, they found out the crystal meth was actually blue raspberry Jolly Rancher candies.
But that must mean that those guys, they weren't just walking around. They didn't get arrested for just that. They must have put it in some little naughty bag and crushed it.
He probably was just sitting in it. Yeah. Sitting on his Jolly Rancher all day and accidentally made it look like crystal meth. Breaking Bad.
But tasty. Hey,
the watermelon's fantastic.
Oh, I'm going to have a watermelon then. I associate hard candy with road trips. Does anyone else? You know, like road trips with your mum and dad and stuff. So they kind of slightly make me feel a little sick.
And it's no, but it stops you feeling sick, I think.
That's why the mum and dad's
come out. Let's give it some scores. Come on.
Really?
Flavour.
Well,
there's many flavours, isn't there?
Well, go for your best flavour, which would be watermelon. I'm going to put watermelon one in my mouth right now.
I'm going to swap it for the grape again to see how I feel.
I'll tell you what we'll do as well, guys. What we'll do, in case you're interested, when you leave, we'll pour all these out. And if anyone does want to take Jolly Ranchers with them, they can. Flavour for watermelon. Kit Bills, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to go... I actually like the grape better. I like the grape better than the watermelon. There we go.
Gang.
We've got a believer. And I'm going to say, as a flavour, Dom, I'm going to give it a 9.4.
Wow. You loved it.
I really like that.
I'm enjoying a watermelon one now.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I'm going to give it an 8.1.
8.1, that's all right. What about aesthetics? How does it look?
The look at it, the colours.
It's classic.
It's a classic rainbow of flavour.
But as a kid growing up, you growing up in Scotland, me growing up in England, we weren't exposed to Jolly Ranchers as kids, were we? So
no.
For me, this is like a piece of Americana. This is America. It is. It's as an American as like a can of Coke or, you know, a corn dog or something like that. So, and I love America. I love living here. It's a beautiful country. So the way that it looks, classic. I'm going to give it an 8.6 out of 10 for looks.
That's good because I like the look of it as well. It looks like there's a lot of chemicals in it, but I don't mind.
Yeah.
And as you know, it's only organs that create chemicals in the body, as you learned tonight.
Well, it contains red 40, blue 1, yellow 5, yellow 6, and the final ingredient in Jolly Ranchers is limonene. Who knows what limonene is?
Does it have any E102?
There's no E numbers in it.
No. For the way it looks, Dom, I'm giving it an 8.9.
You're liking this a lot.
I like swapping them out.
And then Billy's favourite category, usefulness.
How useful is it? Like, can you crunch it up and fool the cops? Can you crunch it up? What do you do when you crunch it up? Somebody said yes there. What do you do?
Around
Put it around a cake.
You could sprinkle it on ice cream, right? I'm sure there's ice cream parlours. Put it in slushy, says our friend in the audience.
But see, if you crunch it up and put it around a cake, does it not become sharp? Is it? I mean, you think you would... I mean, imagine you with a hangover, with dry lips and a Jolly Rancher cake.
But I do like the idea of, you know, like an ice cream cone and then you dip it in Jolly Ranchers smashed up stuff.
Like glass.
The other great, yeah.
You could do that.
What?
If we were doing like bare knuckle fighting, put it in like.
Which we probably will do at some point.
And then Jolly Ranchers, and then we'd punch each other like broken glass.
Oh, it's like a sweet punch.
But if you were coming at me, I would lick your.
Wow.
And I'd get some grape just before you hit me.
Yeah. Brilliant. So, yeah, it could be
a
minor weapon. Also, I like the fact that the hard candy you can put in your pocket for the rest of the day and it's not going to melt and turn into a mess in your pocket. So quite useful. Put them in your glove boxes for times where you're needing a little...
Anything else you use it for?
Anyone else? Substitute, right?
That'd be good,
stuff.
If I had a cough.
Helps with dry mouth.
Dry mouth for older patients.
I've heard that before.
There you go.
Yes. You can soak it in vodka, says someone in the audience, and then you get a Jolly Rancher infused shot.
I'll get a bottle of Smirnoff for tonight, John.
Mm.
Bring them back.
In that case, I'm going to say very useful. I'm going to give it the score 9.7. Hey, I mean, there's about 10 uses that have been called out there.
I'm going to give it a high one as well, John.
Oh, hang on a second, sir.
Exactly. Oh, you do run the risk of going to prison for 10 to 15 years.
Yes.
Every time you have a blue one. So never have a blue one when you're in New York.
Bills?
9.2.
You loved it. That's a very high score for you.
There, I never, ever buy a Jolly Rancher. Mm. I won't. I almost choked to death there, by the way. Mm. That's another use for it, if you, you know.
I would have given you the Heimlich. Hey, you guys don't know this story, but Billy one time saved my life by kind of giving me the Heimlich one time in a restaurant. Yeah? We were out for dinner in London. Yeah? Saved my life. Wasn't that amazing? We were out for dinner in London. I showed up about 5 minutes late and everyone had started eating and I was starving and I was wolfing down this food. And I think it was shrimp toast.
I think it was a shrimp toast.
Yeah, which is always embarrassing when you think. I've been in a few situations where I've thought I'm almost dead. And the overwhelming experience or feeling is, wow, this is really embarrassing. This is really embarrassing. What an embarrassing way to die. Anyway, I tried to swallow this mouthful of shrimp toast or prawn toast, as they call it down in London. And it kind of went half down and half up. And I was like, interesting sensation. And realized that I couldn't breathe. And I thought, that's okay, don't make a fuss. Everyone's having a chat, no one's noticed. So I tried to swallow again, down, up. And then I thought, not going down, not going up, just kind of sitting in stasis and laughing at me. Billy's wife was sat next to me. I turned to Billy's wife, couldn't speak, obviously. And I was going like this. And Billy's wife's going, oh, you're joking. And I was going, I'm joking. Tears running down my face. Ali didn't really do anything, did he? Did she?
It was a fast moment.
Billy shot into action.
I did.
Jumped up, ran around me while I was sat down and just whacked me really hard in the back.
And it flew out. Absolutely flew out.
Yeah?
And that could happen with a Jolly Rancher, I'm absolutely sure.
It is happening with a Jolly Rancher. And we didn't really talk a huge amount about it because it caused a bit of a scene at the table, hadn't it?
You were sweating. I mean, like his shirt was sweating.
Yeah, yeah. And when it flew out, it wasn't just the prawn toast that flew out. A bit of sputum kind of came out as well. And that kind of went down my chin. And I was like, I'm fine now, guys. And then, like, wiping it down the tablecloth. But you did save my life. So thanks for saving my life 20 years ago.
Sorry. Well, that was high scores for the Jolly Ranchers, Tom.
High scores for the Jolly Ranchers. We'll leave these on the table for you guys. Guys, we've run out of time. We're going to have to go. But thanks for coming. I don't know if you guys are here over the convention weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Hopefully we see you all at the Hobbit panel. We got a few surprises in store, haven't we?
It's going to be a great weekend. Thank you for coming out to the Friendship Onion today. It's been really fun. So much that we didn't get to.
None of it.
It goes fast. It goes fast. You guys are cool. Thank you very much.
See you at the next
Friendship Onion. We'll see you this weekend. Thanks for coming. Bye. Take this big bag of Jolly Ranchers if you want it.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.